We're finishing up the seventh perek today, and we've been talking about problems of stillbirths and the issues of multiple births where you have a one stillborn and the question of whether that was metame, the room, or the other twin, and so on. What about in a case, and that's today's Mishnah, of Aisha Shehi Mikasha Leilet? So we've got problems in a delivery. The woman's own life is endangered. Obviously, it was not easy in those days to do a cesarean without desperately endangering the life of the patient, so that wasn't an option. So what can we do in that case? So we've been talking about the question of at what point the fetus is considered to have already been born. So long as the fetus is still in utero, we basically cut the fetus into pieces, kill it, and remove it vaginally without endangering the woman. So, mutzi'inoto evorim evorim, mipnei shechayeha kodmim lechayav. The mother's life, it comes first. And this way we save the mother's life, even if it comes at the cost of actively killing the fetus. And because of that, okay, all kinds of issues over here about what the din is legabe. There is an iser of ritzicha, but it's not considered to be a real ritzicha. You're not chayav misa, and so on and so forth. And there's also a question whether this is considered to be an abnormal attack. Therefore, it's a redifa, and so on. Okay. Once, however, you've got rosho or rubo that has already emerged, so we saw before that it's no longer considered to be in utero, at that point, you're not allowed to touch that fetus. Even if it's to save the mother's life, you can't. The fetus is now alive. She'ein dochi nefesh b'pnei nefesh. You're not allowed to kill one person in order to save another person. And even though this ought to be considered to be the equivalent of a redifa, if I'm coming to kill you, which is what the child is doing here, it's coming to kill the mother, I should be allowed to murder the murderer, so to speak. However, since this is darko shalom, this is what you got into, as Rambam puts it, this is the way of the world that every pregnancy entails risk at delivery. We don't consider it to be an act of redifa. And that actually brings us to Sir Richard. Hadron alach hatum'ah b'kotel.